BBC News with David Austin. Scientists at an international climate conference in Morocco say this year is said to be the hottest on record. Delegates are concerned about the possible effects of a Donald Trump presidency on the landmark Paris climate agreement reached last year. Mr. Trump has previously dismissed global warming as a hoax. Expectations that Mr. Trump will boost U.S. spending and therefore fuel inflation have led to a wave of selling on international bond markets. Correspondents say the markets are betting on the Federal Reserve raising interest rates more quickly. Two bomb attacks in the Iraqi city of Fallujah have killed at least 9 people and wounded 25 others. The attacks are the first since government forces recaptured Fallujah from Islamic State militants in June. Prosecutors in Poland have begun the exhumation of the country's former president Lech Kaczynski and his wife as part of a fresh investigation into the plane crash in which they were killed 6 years ago. The governing Law and Justice Party, which is led by Mr. Kaczynski's twin brother Jarosław, says the aircraft may have been brought down deliberately. Work has begun to move a giant shield over the site of the world's worst nuclear accident at Chernobyl in Ukraine 30 years ago. The concrete and steel arch will eventually cover the remains of the reactor. A Russian fighter jet has crashed in the eastern Mediterranean Sea. Russian officials confirmed that an accident took place near the Admiral Kuznetsov aircraft carrier, which is involved in military operations in Syria. Officials say that the pilot safely ejected. The authorities in the Argentine province of Tierra del Fuego say they're planning to cull an estimated 100,000 beavers. The animals are descended from a small number introduced to the area in 1946 for their fur. With no local predators, the beaver population has expanded rapidly. BBC News.